This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned until noon after protests by opposition parties over the issue of the deportation of Indian nationals from US. In the Lok Sabha, as soon as the house met, members of Congress, Samajwadi Party, Trinamool Congress and other parties started sloganeering and demanded a discussion on the issue. Congress has moved an adjournment motion in this regard earlier. Speaker Om Birla said the matter pertains to a foreign nation and urged the protesting members to let the House function normally. When the opposition members continued protesting and sloganeering, the Speaker adjourned the House. In the upper House also, a similar scene prevailed as the opposition protested and demanded a discussion on the deportation issue. Amid the ruckus, Deputy Chairman Harivansh adjourned the House. Later, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply in the Rajya Sabha on the motion of the thanks on President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of the both Houses of Parliament. This was informed by Parliament Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in a social media post. 2 days back, the Lok Sabha had adopted a motion of thanks to the President's address. Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece, George Yerapetrithis, arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Yerapetrithis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. The Ministry of External Affairs said Mr. Yerapetrithis' visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance the growing strategic partnership between the two countries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met SCO Secretary General Nurlan Yermegabev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar congratulated him on assuming the new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of secure SCO. Dr. S. Jaishankar also had a telephonic conversation with Egypt's Foreign Minister, Dr. Badr Abdelati. They discussed recent developments in the region and India-Egypt bilateral ties. In Bangladesh, Bangabandhu Memorial Museum in the capital Dhaka was demolished with bulldozers by a raging crowd last night amid presence of law enforcers. The museum, Dhanmondi 32, was the personal residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the founding president of Bangladesh and father of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The protesting crowd first vandalized and set fire to the museum around 8:30 p.m. Their destruction and arson continued for hours. The U.S. Post Service, USPS, has backtracked on a decision to suspend incoming parcels from China and Hong Kong after fears of major trade disruptions. According to media reports, the decision to suspend packages arriving from China and Hong Kong was a consequence of tariffs imposed on China by the U.S. President Donald Trump. Alongside the tariffs, Trump also slashed a duty-free exemption from low-value packages, many of which come from Chinese-founded online retailers. Yesterday, the USPS said it was working with Customs and Border Protection to put in place an efficient collection mechanism for the new China tariffs to ensure the least disruption to package delivery. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order keeping men out of women's sports and also prohibiting transgender women and girls from competing in women's sports. The order has directed agencies to withdraw federal funding for any schools that refuse to comply. The order also directed the State Department to push the International Olympic Committee to make similar changes at the international level by making eligibility determined according to sex and not gender identity or testosterone reduction. In the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj, Janjati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held today. Over 15,000 tribals from across the country are set to participate in the program. In men's cricket, the first of the three-match ODI series between India and England will be played in Nagpur this afternoon. Jos Butler-led England team is largely similar to what they had picked for T20 series, while the men in blue have the experienced skipper Rohit Sharma and star batter Virat Kohli back to their side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.